Good afternoon. It is my understanding that you are hiring a Dabble girl for your establishment. Yes, I am inquiring for myself. This is not a joke. Surely you know that Vulcans do not make jokes. You make a fair point. Vulcans typically do not act as Dabble girls, either. In fact, I'm fairly certain a Vulcan has never been a Dabble girl at all. However, I can assure you that my motivations for choosing this profession are entirely logical. I am actually a theoretical physicist, or at least that's what my education was in. I graduated recently with a specialty in wormhole physics. Obviously, here on Deep Space Nine is the best place in the Alpha Quadrant for someone with my education to be. However, I did not anticipate that hundreds of other scientists had come to the exact same conclusion. All of the available research positions on the station are filled, either by Starfleet, by Bajorans, or by scientists just as qualified as myself. I estimate that it would be 4.7 years before I am likely to be hired for such a career. That is assuming that I maintain a presence on Deep Space Nine, as residency would work in my favor. But living on Deep Space Nine involves expenses not normally required when living on Vulcan. As part of the Federation, we have no need for money, not like here on Deep Space Nine. In addition, it is possible to buy access time to some of the station's sensors, which would allow me to pursue individual research. By doing so, I could perhaps increase my marketability as a scientist. But all of this requires latinum. Latinum that I do not have. Borrowing from the sources here on Deep Space Nine would be a risky proposition. Much of this station operates with a curious disregard for standard laws and morality. Even if I did take on such a loan, this would only cause my financial situation to worsen. Ideally, I would acquire a job in order to generate sufficient income to stay here on Deep Space Nine, as well as to pursue my studies. Unfortunately, there are few job openings, and even fewer that would provide the level of income I needed. But your bar is expanding, and hiring new Dabble girls. I could not help but notice that the main requirement is an attractive physical appearance, including large breasts. It occurred to me that I meet those requirements. While on the surface, being a Dabble girl may not seem to be a well-paying job, my research has indicated that the opportunity to earn a large amount of money from tips is high. It is also my understanding that, assuming one is willing to indulge in certain acts of debatable legality, even for Deep Space Nine, then substantial additional income can be achieved. Yes, I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about. I understand that you may be suspicious of me, and that you also feel a need to speak with discretion about certain conditions of my potential employment. But let me state right now that I am not working for any law enforcement agency. As you are no doubt aware, Vulcans cannot lie. True, I am perhaps not a typical Vulcan. As each successive generation is born to my people, we seem to stray further from the teachings of Serac. There is so much contamination from the rest of the galaxy, especially humans. These days, the examples set by Ambassador Spock are fresher in our minds, and more influential on the young. We are less bound to the old ways, and increasingly willing to embrace more creative solutions. Logic is still a defining principle in our lives, but it does not rule us as thoroughly as our ancestors. As Spock himself once said, "Logic is the beginning, not the end, of wisdom." Admittedly, I am an extreme case. Since I was a child, I've been known for my unorthodox approach to problems and unusual solutions. I think these are qualities that would serve me well as a theoretical physicist, but they are also qualities that might serve just as well for being a Dabble girl. But of course, I do have the physical requirements for it as well. I see that you were doubting my claim. True, the traditional Vulcan clothing is not designed to display the female body. One might say it is the exact opposite of a Dabble girl's outfit. That is why I'm prepared to prove my claim. I can remove these Vulcan robes and let you see much more of my body. I have observed your current Dabble girls at length, and I believe this body falls within the accepted parameters. My undergarments are far more revealing than the typical Dabble girl's outfit, even if they are perhaps less flattering. Imagine this body in something tight and revealing. Imagine these legs with heels on them. Imagine this face with makeup on it. I suspect only little will be needed. If people will be coming to your bar just to see the Vulcan Dabble girl, they still want her to look like a Vulcan. And they will come. The idea of a Vulcan Dabble girl is so unexpected that it will arouse the curiosity of men and women from both sides of the wormhole. They will want to come to your bar to see me. But they will need to pay a cover charge just to get in. To interact with me, they will need to sit at my Dabble table and bet. That is why you will put me at the higher limit table. My ability to calculate odds will make me a superior Dabble girl from that perspective. So you need not worry there. My aloofness and detachment will actually be an advantage rather than a liability, as I will simply be providing what the customer expects from a Vulcan. But that will be contrasted with my overtly sexualized clothing and appearance. There are undoubtedly those who would enjoy the superimposition of a Vulcan demeanor and a Dobble Girl outfit, and that will be very good business for your bar. That, in turn, will mean higher tips for me, even after paying you the percentage you insist from your girls. I've practiced this interview in my head dozens of times already, and so far everything is going according to plan. You are extremely suspicious at first, but now you are intrigued. Even for one of your race, you can see my logic, but I do not delude myself that it is more than that. You also see my body in front of you, and that is perhaps as appealing as the logic. So, I would expect that this is where the sexual harassment would come into play. It may take you a few minutes to work up to it, but much like the other girls, you will make an offer of employment to me, contingent upon my performing sexual favors for you. It is illogical to deny it. As I have stated previously, I spoke to both current and past Dobble girls who have worked here, and at other similar bars. I know that such an arrangement is almost obligatory. Even were it not, my studies show that it would result in higher salary for me. Therefore, before you protest any further, you should realize that I will mate with you as required, if it does get me the job. It is a creative solution to the problem, you will admit, but very logical. I am simply taking the most efficient course of action for achieving my goal. While most of my people would balk at the offering of sexual favors in exchange for material gain, my view is that it would be illogical to let something such as that get in the way of my future career as a scientist. So, if you have no objections, I will start by performing the act of fellatio upon you. That by itself appears to be considered very significant upon many cultures, even if it is largely unknown among Vulcans, but I have familiarized myself with the act through hours of holo recordings and written documentation. I may not be as good as your other girls, but presumably there would be some value in seeing my Vulcan head bobbing up and down on your penis. Is the word penis acceptable to you? I have been told that word is too clinical for use during sex. Do you have a preference for what names I use for the primary male and female sex organs? Two very traditional labels. Very well. Let me take your cock out for you by touching you in such an intimate manner. This should also dispel any lingering suspicions that I am a law enforcement agent. I am the one initiating the contact, after all. I am the one with my hand on your cock, and now I will be the one with my mouth on it. Even with my lack of experience, you appear to have enjoyed the oral stimulation of your cock. I am perfectly willing to complete this act, if that is what you desire. I could attempt to swallow your semen, if that is what you desire. Or perhaps you would find it satisfying to satisfy on my expressionless face. You could even make a game of attempting to cover my face from ear tip to ear tip. It may give you a sense of dominance over me. However, I will likely be of more interest and value to you if I demonstrate a willingness to fornicate with you. If you wish, we may mate now. But if we do so, it is with the understanding that I am hired as a Dabo girl. Providing sexual favors to you will be one of my job duties, as it is with the other girls, but you must allow me enough free time to also conduct my research on the wormhole. I will remove my remaining garments now. This will give you a chance to confirm that my body is more than adequate for being a Dabo girl. Your eyes should also tell you that my body will make me a good lover for you, but you will have direct proof of that soon enough. If we were in one of your hollow suites, we could summon a bed. We could do that in the future. There are so many environments you have to offer in there. But for now, we just have your office and your desk. I think if I bend myself over on top of it, that will facilitate our mating. Something else that would facilitate it would be your providing stimulation to my, I believe your preferred term was, pussy. It is by no means required. Perhaps you might even enjoy it more if I am not ready. It is your choice. Otherwise, I would suggest using your fingers or your or your tongue. The others spoke of your proficiency with it, and I see they were not mistaken. In turn, You will see that a Vulcan is not entirely unresponsive sexually, despite our images. At least this Vulcan is not. Compared to the rest of my people, I would be considered wild. Already my body responds to what your mouth is doing. My pussy is rapidly preparing itself for penetration, and my breathing is beginning to quicken. You are causing my skin to flush a very bright green. Were my people able to sweat, you would have me starting to do that already. And now I am already more than sufficiently aroused for you to enter me without much discomfort. Shall we move on to the actual penetrative sex and complete my job interview? You can stand up again and move behind me. I can feel you behind me. Warmer than mine by a few degrees, with the tip of your cock pressing against me. It feels so hot. Once you place your cock into my pussy, I shall accept that as a formal offer of employment. I accept your offer of employment. You can count on me to work hard for you until such time as I am able to get a job as a scientist. This includes being a double girl as well as what we are doing right now. I will work at either with my tireless Vulcan resolve and my desire for perfection. You may move your cock with less restraint if you wish. Although I have the body of a double girl, I am still Vulcan. I am tougher than most aliens you've met, and I can even function as a bouncer in an emergency. So your cock... your cock thrusting harder into me carries minimal risk of damage. You may use that to your advantage in whatever way you see fit. For my part, I am attempting to pleasure you with my body as much as I can. This is my first time, but you will find me a quick learner. If I can master wormhole physics, I can most certainly master sex. At their core, they bear certain similarities with each other, except my pussy does not regularly open to dispense visitors from the Gamma Quadrant. But it will open to accommodate you as you wish, and without an accompanying burst of neutrinos. I think I will achieve orgasm, even if that isn't mandatory under the circumstances, but I choose to go with it, in the spirit of showing you my willingness to do a good job. It would be illogical not to allow myself to achieve sexual satisfaction, and it will increase your satisfaction and self-image if you can make the emotionless... Vulcan girl have an orgasm on her first time. Now, please, this is an optimal time for orgasm and ejaculation. It will feel good for both of us, so please do with urgency. And do it now. Thank you for employing me. If you could advance me 3 strips of latinum, I will visit the tailor shop and be fitted for my first double girl outfit. I can start officially tomorrow when the outfit is completed. Tonight, however, I imagine you'll be wanting to make further use of my body. We can meet in your quarters, or in a holosuite if you wish. And unlike the other girls, I will not gossip. What we do to each other will be our secret, so feel free to indulge in every fantasy with me. At least, as long as I am compensated accordingly. For the duration of my employment, I am yours to do whatever you wish sexually. If you take care of me well enough, that benefit may extend beyond my employment as well, unless you have grown tired of me by then. but I will work very hard to keep that from happening. Infinite diversity and infinite combinations is a concept that can be applied to sex just as well as everything else. Other species complain that Vulcans are boring, but I think I'll be able to hold your interest. The hard part might be when it comes time to let me go.